Philip Phillips, 100.7 WHUD 843 with Mike and Casey.
Mr. American Pie, former Garrison resident Don McLean, is somehow making it through the coronavirus lockdown.
Hello there.
Hello, Don. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're making it through the pandemic lockdown?
I'm doing great. I'm out in California, in Palm Desert, California, where it's about 90 degrees and sunny every day. I got three trees and a swimming pool, and I'm managing to get by.
Now we're all envious, that's for sure.
Well, I got a place out here about 12 years ago, and it's kind of another experience rather than living in Maine, which I had done for about 25 years or more. It happens to be where I was when all this stuff happened, and I'm very glad that that's the way it worked out. And I've been doing things, you know, some videos about playing guitar and so on that have been loaded up on the new YouTube channel, Don McLean YouTube channel that has been started by Time Life. And we've concluded a deal with Time Life, and they've loaded 11 albums and 173 tracks onto every streaming platform. So there are probably now 25 or 30 albums of mine available if you count the albums from the 70s and the 80s, and then these albums that came back to me that I own. There's a lot of material out there now.
Well, number one, you talk about living in California after Maine, but there was a time when you lived right down the road from us in Garrison, right?
I lived in Garrison from 1971 until about 1990, around there. But I, you know, came up there because of the Hudson River sloop restoration. I was hired by New York State, and I was somebody they called the Hudson River Troubadour. I sang in every river town.
Wow. What memories you must have from those days.
Well, my grandmother came from Red Hook, so my father's side of the family were upstaters. The Hudson Highlands, I just thought, were so beautiful, and the summers were beautiful, and there weren't that many people. You know, it's really become very jammed with cars and really quite developed. But when I came there, it was very rural. Hardly a car came by. And I bought a real nice house, and I had some money in Garrison. And I had the most wonderful years there, fixing it up and riding my horses up in the woods there behind the house on the Appalachian Trail. And I had a great experience with my horses there.
We're talking with Don McLean, of course. Are you writing new music when this pandemic hit? Were you ready to write or inspired to write at all?
No, I'm not writing songs much. I put out an album a few years ago called Botanical Gardens, and that's pretty much the last of me, I think. I may write one more, I don't know. I can't write anything about what's going on now. It's just going to depress people. You know, God knows they're depressed enough. So it's a pretty weird kind of a situation to kind of get a handle on.
Well, maybe you could write something that would uplift us.
I did record a song that's from the Botanical Gardens album called Grief and Hope, which I think is an excellent song for right now. The chorus is, grief and hope, they walk together, they're side by side, but they're not friends. Grief and hope, they help to carry us through, but when we see better days, they go separate ways.
Uh-huh.
Plain, always inspiring. And in 1981, he had a big hit with Roy Orbison's song. So this is Don McLean. He's crying, but not in his pool in California where it's 70. On 100.7 WHUD.
I was all right for a while.